This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Joining us now is Mr. Khulekani Wakamasango from Inina from Imasango Agri Services and Farming. And farming, usuke konage every Wednesday from 12 o'clock or 12:30. Usuke kona ehamba nathi. Namhlanje, sikhuluma ngento engethusile. Ingethusile, sikhuluma ngani nge hydroponic farming. Uzobe sitshena ukuthi na yini I hydroponic farming, Mr. Masango. Mr. Masango, welcome to the show. Siyaphila mfethu, hamba kahle.
Ngiyaphila mfethu.
Ah, siyaphila mfethu. Before singene kanye no Mr. Masango, sisuke sisho sithi,
let's get farming on the Farmer's Corner with Khulekani Masango.
Mr. Masango, welcome to Ihlanganani Midday Show. Sikhuluma nge hydroponic farming. What is a hydroponic farming?
Oh, okay. Ngiyabonga mfethu. So, if you look at hydroponics, I've been the science, but it's hydro, knowing that hydro, I mean water.
Yeah.
So, if you're talking about hydroponics, you're talking about a technique of growing crops using a water based nutrient solution rather than mhlabathi. So, now I'm not looking at farming in mhlabathi, you know, simply the own gecko food.
Is it possible? Is that possible, Mr. Masango? I'm sorry. Because let's just talk about this. Kuluma ngaso. Kabangu tena. It truly fits. Gwi lokuza. Na gwi content yet. Tresuke Sisho City. And informative Wednesday. Like, is it possible? Kuluma ngaso. Ngchale manzin.
Yebo. It is possible. So, this is kala njigi. So, because Sibu ya this year. Yes, akuluma ngi aquaculture.
Yes, yes.
Aquaculture. Ugui farming in water.
Yeah.
Patakfani ni hydroponics. Aquaculture in natural way of farming.
Yeah.
Because
we
are selling the man's image.
Yes.
Yes, without any soil. So, the hydroponics, it's that in those who each other, when I was a manufacturer, they were doing a wonk. The man and food, they were doing a corn. And then you mix the manufacturing with water, and then you plant in water. Only water. So, you need water and nutrients.
Only water and nutrients. So now, I want to know, Gutena, what crops can be grown hydroponically?
Basically, you can grow any crop, but most common crops that are grown hydroponically are lettuce, tomatoes, peppers, cucumber, and strawberries.
As uphuma nje futhi impela uphuma ukhukhumbu njalo sudle futhi.
Better than emhlabathini futhi cabanga.
Ayi ngiyanisaba mina nina la benenza ama chronic thola ukuthi umuntu use chronic he use chrone untuthiko mabaso kwaphuma umuntu uthiko mabaso okangempela now usichazelile ukuthi na yini I hydroponic farming and also what are the crops that can be grown hydroponically. So now what are the disadvantages of I hydroponic?
Okay, okokuqala nje ukuthi isitela ama system akona kuyabiza. So they are very costly. So the system ya kona is a seven zero because I'm a crop so I could last. And also the solution ya ko, if you use we check to make sure that my nutrients are ko as a variety, as a ngalili na nufuna ngao. So funa mwenye short njalo njalo wa check, we check the solution ya ko. And also if you tell man we have to connect, ya ilia ebula le chalo zako. So if you make one silly mistake, and then I'm a crop so I could actually say few that won't. And also food, the system here is very vulnerable since it's in load shedding. So if you need load shedding, then the campo case, then natural crops are passing. So we're going to if we have hydroponics, we're going to have a backup plan.
Yeah.
Then the generator and it.
Why do they need the power?
In the light. Wait.
Oh, a light, for a lighting. Oh, okay. Now it makes sense. Now we know the disadvantages of hydroponic. Ngizoloko ngilibusha risha nje leli gama. Kade ngiloko ngilibheka nje, kade ngiloko ngifunda futhi hydroponic lapha yani ngithi hey amadoda saze sajula isihloko. So sesiyazi ukuthi na the crops that can't be grown hydroponically utamatisi or lettuce ilokhuzana ukukhumba and all that, what are the most profitable crops to grow hydroponically?
So it's not the amalisi grade vegetables like abo lettuce nabo spinach,
yeah,
ngoba they have a very low operation cost. cheaper ukuthi ukoperate bona nokubanakekela and futhi bayashesha ukuthi ukwazi ubahave so bane high profit and also futhi ama operation cost akona alo kakhulu.
Mm. Now sengitshalile ke Mr. Masango, how often do I need to change water ngoba phela ngitshala emanzini, like how often do I have to change water?
Now usually you have to change your water about 2 to 3 weeks ukufuna ufaka amanzi amasha nesolution entsha.
Hey, sisazayishera lento anelisiwe le ye hydroponic farming. Sisazayishera enkundleni zokuxhumana so that maybe abanye bazobona ukuthi na oh uma sikhuluma nge hydroponic farming sikhuluma ngani. We're going to be download or just have few pictures there just to show abanye abantu ukuthi na sikhuluma ngani lapho uma sikhuluma nge hydroponic farming. Now, Mr. Masango, how long does it take for lezi tshalo itshalile hydroponically ukuthena zikhule?
So, izitshalo zitshale hydroponically zona ziyashesha ukukhula kunezitshalo suke zitshale emhlabathini. Ngobani? Ama nutrients akhona zwathola fast and futhi asuke engena nezwadinga ngakhona. So, all lettuce ne spinach kusatha nje 3 weeks. Ukuthi bavune badayise be healthy futhi bebakhulu.
Right, so you told us ukuthi na kufanele kube ne backup plan, lighting lapha yana no backup power kufanele ibe khona ngaso sonke isikhathi. So mina I want to know ukuthi na how much can it cost now to start a hydroponic farm in South Africa?
Ish, hey, I wanna masikhuluma ngemali.
Yes.
Hydroponics yona ngoba uyazi le nawe into ezokunikeza inzuzo eningi ayijwayelanga ukuthi ibe cheap.
Yeah.
So kanye sikhali kufanele kube mhlampe unabo 170,000 to 2 million ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi uinstall.
700 bani?
170,000
kuya ku 2 million ukuthena ube nayo i hydroponic farm in South Africa. Which fertilizers now is used for ama hydroponics?
Oh, okay. So ama fertilizers esiwadingayo we had a conics because sakhumbulisa isebenzisa amanzi, right?
Yes,
so,
yes.
Ama water soluble fertilizers. Ama water soluble fertilizers. Uzokwazi ukuthi uma wafaka emanzini akwazi futhi ukuthi adissolve fast then akwazi ukuthatha ama plants wakho.
Eh, hayi bafethu. Hayi boy. Yazi, hey, lesihloko lesi ngiyafuna ukuthi na angazi noma singaba nawo no part 2. Walesihloko lezi because seemingly lesihloko is very very much interesting uma sikhuluma ngayo. So which crops now are less recommended for my hydroponics?
Okay, so with hydroponics right sakhumbula isitshalo emanzini,
yeah,
akho mhlabathi lana, and then ama crops engathi are less recommended ukuthi watshale using hydroponics ila ama crops lawa othi muwatshale emhlabathini amile ngaphansi.
Yeah.
Like lafihla khona amarusa khona like abo carrots, abo onions, nabo potatoes.
Mhm.
Nehlahla nje inkulu angeke uze ukwazi ukuthi ukwazi ukutshala hydroponics because bezodinga isifisi esikhulu kakhulu. So ama crops nje ongekwazi ukutshala lama crops amile ngaphansi amazambane ukuba ngishilo no carrots, nabo onions, nabo beetroot.
That is a hydroponic, ladies and gentlemen. We are speaking about a hydroponic with Mr. Ukhulekani Wakamasango, telling us ukuthi na yini a hydroponic and also what are the crops that you can farm lapha yana kwi hydroponic and also what fertilizers you can use kuma hydroponic. Mr. Masango ke lowo ekade nathi la kwihlanganani midday show. Maybe just ilokhuzana i summary Mr. Masango of a hydroponic sesihamba.
Okay, ngiyazi uma sikhuluma ngabo hydroponics amagama amakhulu othi mhlawumbe umukhuluma ngalo omunye umuntu avela sina avela si ayona ke into yethu le asekhuluma ngayo manje.
Yes,
but it is possible into ungakwazi ukuthi uyenze and all because abantu abaningi shot abantu basemadlubeni basemalokishini umuntu uthi mina nginayinda utshala so that's why ingatshala. So you have to qualify khona lokho not ukuthi over install ama systems amakhulu e hydroponics yabona base kubiza imali eningi.
You can
start kobo greenhouse kanje.
Yeah.
Start small. Uyibona isebenza kanjani and then you can grow along the way. So it is possible.
Uyasho ku Mr. Masango umuntu osuke siza ngeagriculture ungoti ya weze agriculture usitshena ngehydroponic ukuthena it's very easy ukuthena ungayiqala especially thina ke abantu abamnyama sinokuzibalekela lezi zinto because we normally think ukuthena izinto zalabo abantu belinye ibala but hydroponic nawe nje ulapha ekhaya ungakwazi ukuyiqalela ihydroponic yakho Mr. Masango thank you so much maybe ungasishiyela nje ukuthena sixhumana kanjani nawe inamba nasenkundleni zokuxhumana.
Oh, okay, but so ngiyatholakala ku Facebook ipage le company yami okuyimasango aggressive and farming. Linjalo nje musheshe lona uyalithola i WhatsApp number 0844 937 891.
Asiphinde futhi
0844 937 891.
Siyabonga kakhulu Mr. Masango ube nevike elimnandi but.
Thank you so much. Bonana next week.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.